everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And share this episode with someone that you love so they can live a longer, healthier, happier life as well. Well, last week we talked about polyphenols. So that's a chemical compound found in plants. We talked about all the benefits of making sure that you're getting polyphenols, ways to incorporate those foods into your diet. We point out those foods, also talk about how much polyphenols you should be getting, and then what are the consequences of not getting enough polyphenols. So if you want to learn more about that chemical compound found in plants, we recommend you go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about rowing and really all the benefits that come along with rowing, considering it's a full body workout, also incorporates some cardio with the strength training. So we're really going to jump into that, break down the benefits. I'll talk a little bit about technique, how often you should be doing rowing. So let's go ahead and jump right into that.
All right. Well, so rowing is a little new to me. I haven't incorporated it yet into my workouts, but am after learning more about it.
I do it. Just give us a little street cred on this episode.
Well, so my husband does it. I haven't gotten into it yet.
And when you saw me doing it, you were shocked. You're like, oh, I didn't know that you did that. I was like, yeah, I've been doing it for years.
A little different than what our typical workout is. And I think one reason why, and I'll get into this too, of why it's such a benefit to us is that with rowing, it is working our full body, as well as challenging our brain. So it's really complicated to get like the motion down for rowing. I'm not the most coordinated person, so it's more of a challenge for me to row. So. But it does help, that challenge does help in multiple areas in your life, and I will get into that in a little bit. So rowing, what it's considered as, is both cardio and strength training, as my husband was saying earlier. The cardio piece, it's that repetition of the same movement and doing it fast-paced or at a pace that you kind of set as your own goal. The strength training comes from that resistance that it offers. So with rowing, you can set different resistance as you get down the proper form. That resistance can increase too. Or maybe you're like, I'm not feeling the resistance today and just purely want to make it a cardio day. Then you can make that resistance lower. So that resistance piece is where that strength training comes in. So then with both it being cardio and strength training, you are seeing that it engages multiple muscles. So it's engaging the most our legs. The legs are what is driving the pull of the row. So your quads, your hamstrings, calves are gonna feel it. Your glutes will also get a benefit to this workout. It's also now engaging your core because you're having to work on your posture as you're pulling, having to hold yourself up and embrace with your core to make sure that you have the proper form as you row. So it works out multiple areas of your abs. So not, I know we think abs like it's one muscle, but there's actually like your deep abs, your sides, like there's multiple muscle groups within our abs. So it's working out all of those core muscle groups. And then works out your upper back as you pull back for the row and your biceps too. So it truly is a full body workout. So many different benefits to rowing, which is why I am now going to start implementing it. I'll let you know how that goes in a couple of weeks. But some of those benefits include the low impact cardio. So what that means is that it boosts the amount of oxygen that you can take in and use during those exercises. In other words, since it's low impact cardio, it's good for if you're injured, good for older people. If you're pregnant, this is a really good workout to get into because you kind of set the resistance, like I said earlier, and that goal that you want to reach with as many reps that you're doing with the rows. So you can make it your own workout. And that's why it's considered low impact cardio. Another benefit of rowing is it boosts your muscular endurance. So as you're repeating those same movements, those muscles are now getting used to being used for longer periods of time, which improves that endurance in other workouts as well. And I know we talked about this when we did our strength training episode. If you want to learn more about muscle endurance, you can go back and listen to that episode as well. Rowing works the abs, like I was saying. So if you're not a huge fan of crunches, do rowing. Rowing is going to work all core muscles. So to hold your posture while you're doing the rowing, you're having to hold that core muscles in while you're also moving back and forth. So you're really noticing how much your core is working out as you're doing that movement. Helps with that coordination. One of the reasons why I said it's such a challenge for me to do rowing is because you're having to think about the workout as well. So it's not just like a mindless thing where walking sometimes can be mindless. If you're walking on the treadmill, you're just walking, right? You might change the pace or the elevation of your treadmill, but it is literally you're walking, right? You're doing that one same movement and just your legs really are moving. Where rowing, you're having to really focus on, okay, when do I pull with my arms and push with my legs? And so you really have to challenge your brain to think of the movements as you're working out. So that's where that coordination comes in. You get a much needed challenge for not only your body, but your brain too. And then posture is going to improve. So you'll notice as you do daily life activities like walking or sitting, that your posture is going to start to improve. We did an episode a long time ago about posture and how to improve your posture. Well, rowing is one of those ways. Number six, the sixth benefit is that hips will start to feel looser. So you're really with your legs being the primal area working with rowing. So the largest muscle group that's getting the benefit with rowing, you're gonna start to feel that your hips get loose too because of that repetitive movement that it's having to do. So as you flex and extend through the hip with rowing, it's going to help with your flexibility and improve mobility in that hip joint. Lower back pain starts to go away, especially as you're working on your core, that takes away from your lower back having as much pressure. You also gain a sense of accomplishment, which to me I think is the largest benefit of rowing. With any workout, like, you want to set goals, and as soon as you hit that goal, you feel that sense of accomplishment. And that's what kind of motivates us to go and work out and continue to work out over time. So meeting that certain rep goal while rowing or meeting a certain resistance while you're rowing is going to make you feel good about your workout and motivate you to continue to work out. So to me, this would be the greatest benefit with rowing, is that you do get that sense of accomplishment when you're done with that workout. It cultivates a meditative state. So as you get used to the form and as you get used to, do I pull or push or what am I doing with my legs versus what am I doing with my arms right now? Once you get into the zone of rowing, just like running, it can have a meditative state that comes with it too. Number 10 and the last benefit that I have found is that you can do it for the long haul. So with rowing, as I said before, because you're able to move the resistance in the row, you can always challenge your body and yourself as long as you would like to. with increasing that resistance or decreasing if maybe you're just like, I am not feeling it really today, or my muscles are really sore from my other workout, so I'm just going to do a low resistance today. Or I do want more of a challenge, so I'm going to put the resistance to a higher resistance today. So because there's those different levels that you can set the row machine to have, you can do it for longer periods of time. So yeah.
All right. A lot of great benefits with incorporating rowing into your workout there. So I'll get into, at this point, talking a little bit about how to properly use the rowing machine. It's very important because you want to avoid injury and you want to get the most out of your workout as well. So the first part is called the catch. You want to sit on the rowing machine with your feet securely strapped in. Your knees should be bent and your shins vertical. Lean slightly forward with your arms extended and hands gripping the handle. So very important, guys, because again, you want to avoid injuries when you're doing this workout. The next part is called the drive. So push off with your legs, keeping your core engaged. Okay, it's very important. As your legs straighten, lean back slightly and pull the handle towards your chest. Your elbows should be close to your body at this point. All right, the next step is called the finish. At the end of the drive, your legs should be straight, your back slightly leaned back, and the handles close to your chest. The last part is called the recovery. Reverse the motion by extending your arms first, then leaning forward, and finally bending your knees to return to the starting position. All right, guys, make sure that you maintain a smooth and controlled motion throughout the workout. Avoid any kind of jerkiness type of movements. Again, focus on engaging your core the whole time and make sure that you use your legs to drive the motion. So very important when it comes to doing this workout to make sure you're avoiding injury and getting the most out of it. So for beginners, we'd recommend doing about 2 to 3 sessions per week for about 20 to 30 minutes. And then as you improve, you can always increase the time that you're doing it. You mentioned increasing the weight, essentially the resistance. And then you can also increase the frequency to up to 4 to 5 times a week, but make sure that you always listen to your body, allow for days of rest and those type of things. So again, you can reduce the risk of injury. Now let's talk about some fun facts when it comes to rowing. Rowing can burn up to 600 calories per hour, making it one of the most efficient workouts for weight loss. So that's a great workout when it comes to losing weight based on how many calories you're burning. You already touched on the mental health piece. So again, puts you into that meditative state with the emotions that you're going through, basically. And rowing is also a popular team sport. So if you're looking for a community, a way to make friends, you can join a rowing group. I know you had a friend that joined a rowing group.
You will have to know how to swim.
There you go.
Just putting that out there.
So I guess I'm out at this point since I don't know how to swim. But so again, another great way to build community. I know we like to go kayaking a lot in the summer. So while not as intense as probably joining a rowing team or getting out there on an actual rowing boat, kayaking still mimics a lot of those same motions. So another great way to get out there during the summertime and get your rowing in. So that's what we had for you on rowing. Has a lot of great benefits when it comes to mental, physical. It's great for beginners, anybody who's intermediate. You mentioned low stress impact on the joints, so that's great as well. So make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Make sure that you share this episode with somebody that you love so they can live a longer, healthier, and happier life as well and be more super humanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.